Yes, let's ease into the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Speak to my heart, O Holy Spirit. Let's get into the Bible to talk about how we sometimes don't understand, how sometimes we are confused about what we see and what we feel. Ladies and gentlemen, this is At My Father's Table, and I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Our message of love and comfort and understanding centers around some of the things that are happening in our 21st century. You see, ladies and gentlemen, things have changed drastically. The world is more and more volatile in corruption. It's more clever in its ways of misconceptions. We see on our electronic screens different passages. We see artificial intelligence, AI, speaking to us. And it gets confusing when you see images of Caucasian people speaking as Jesus, and we know that that's not true. Oh, you don't have to be black or white, green or blue. It's just that you cannot promote one race over the other. That's called deception. And as long as we are dealing with deception, there's always an opportunity for Satan to slip in and confuse us. This is why we don't always understand. And then there are the times in the Word of God where it tells you, my ways are not your ways. So we don't think on the same level. But being deceived by ministries and pastors and bishops and prophetess and prophets and all these people that stand up and tell you that God has spoken to them. Well, as he can speak to them, he can also speak to you. This is why we must speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The word is there for us to interpret as best we can. I can't tell you that we always get it right because we're wrapped in this flesh which is corrupt. But if you study the word of God, you see it for yourself, you rely on it with your interpretation and how the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you can guide yourself through this maze. This is real talk. This is not to cause you to put more money into the collection plate? Because we don't operate in that realm. This ministry costs you nothing. I'm not asking you to send in anything. I'm not asking you to do anything outside of worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if some of us would get more into the Word of God as opposed to some of the other things that they ask for people and from people, we will be a lot better community. Yes, it does take money, but if we collectively work together to build the kingdom of God the way God says, read the Bible for yourself. Do not depend on oratorical abilities and someone being able to holler. Having good communication skills is essential. But don't be misled, because that's not what God wants you to do. He wants you to follow the Word of God. Love ye one another as I have loved you. We all are not going to know every verse in the Bible, every scripture, every this and every that. It's just impossible. But some would lead you to believe that God only speaks to them when he speaks to you as well. I know it's confusing sometimes. I've been there and still there in some instances. But I want to be clear on what we all have to do. Getting into the Word of God. Checking it for yourself. Because when you put your belief in man or woman, you're going against the Bible. Because the Bible says, trust not man or woman. I mean, if you want to really keep it real, your child will lie to you. Your child will deceive you. Your mother, your father. We are all are capable of this. But it's important for you to know that if you stay in the Word as best you can, because you have things that you have to do just to maintain your stability. It's not easy, and I would never tell anyone that it is, but it does require your effort. It does require prayer, and that is your communications with our Lord and Savior. Yes, prayer. That answers to a lot of the confusion that goes on within our Christian communities. You have to check it out that way. Seek it for yourself. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So what is all your righteousness? Can you do that? Is it possible? Because Satan is not going to let you alone. He knows what you're trying to do. So this broadcast centers around your understanding, your willingness to follow the Word as best you can. That's very important for you to understand that. And when you look at these images, I saw one image. It was a whole bunch of white angels going towards a white Jesus. And I'm like, what are they trying to tell us? That heaven is only white? That's not true. It's a lie. And you have to understand that. You have to put that in your spirit and dissect it enough for you to know that you are accepted too. The Bible tells you all of these people are waiting for Jesus to come back. And that's when heaven will be filled. Check it out for yourself. Google it. Do whatever it is that you need to do to see if the words that are coming out of my mouth are true to you. You'll know that we're waiting for that trumpet to blow. And if you wait on that, the streets of heaven will be filled with everyone else and you. It's not all white. It's not all black. It's a deception within the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. The Heavenly Father is your Father. And the Bible says, no one comes to the Father but by me. So you have the Holy Spirit, you have Jesus Christ, and you have Father God. In that order. You can go backwards, forwards, sideways, but it's going to come out that way. So when you see these images and these messages that this artificial intelligence AI, that you're going to be this and you're going to be that, and God has told you this and God has told you that, be careful. Be mindful. When you sit in your church, and I'm all for church, it takes a team to run a church. But be careful about who you put your stock in. It's necessary for you to understand that. And if you can get that piece of it, you'll find peace within yourself. We are all still searching. We are all still growing. And we will continue to grow right into our Savior's arms. Right until the pearly gates. Right until the judgment day. We are all filthy rags. But be careful what you put in your spirit. Be careful of this technology that tells you this stuff, because it's not true. It's not all true. The Bible has the solution. Prayer is your salvation. It gets the message to the appropriate beings. Our spirits. Satan is after you, me, and everyone else to kill, steal, and destroy. I can't explain to you why it's that way. All I know is that the experiences that I've had over the years shows me that I have to stay focused on Jesus. That's the only way. And if I can do that, I'll be okay. I'll be all right. I will get into that promised land, which is where I'm trying to go. Be careful. Be careful. This has been another message from At My Father's Table from Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Be mindful of what you listen to. Be careful about the Word of God. Amen, amen, and amen.